Good morning, everyone. And it's also terrific that we can come together to celebrate Roma and Traveler Day together, and also to really open up some of these questions that we've already begun to open up around racism, around discrimination, around sexism, around how it is that these things intersect and really affect all of our lives on a daily basis. I last came to Ireland for the Roma Holocaust commemoration on the 2nd of August. And it was a beautiful and a solemn commemoration. It was really heartening to see so many from the Roma traveler and larger community come together, just as it is to see so many people taking part today in the celebration and seminar. In August, however, upon arriving at the Dublin airport, I was greeted by the immigration officer, who, when asked the reason for my visiting Ireland, and upon hearing that I would be speaking at the Roma Holocaust commemoration ceremony, complained about the passing of last year's law recognizing the traveler ethnicity, and then about the Roma who beg and steal in Ireland and Italy. Even when I told him that I was Romani American, a member of the community at the center of his racist diatribe, he insisted that all you have to do is go to Milan and they will force you to give them their money. And now with the recognition of the travelers in Ireland, they will take more and more social benefits. As we know all too well, what happened to me, as coming from the US, right, not really my first time in Ireland, was not an isolated incident, and one that Romani and traveler communities face every day. At immigration controls, in our neighborhoods, when working, when going to school, at the markets and in the street. Which is why last year's official recognition of traveler ethnicity and the recognition of Romani and traveler communities as rights-bearing subjects is so important. And why also we welcome National Traveler Roma Inclusion Strategy. Because Ireland at this moment is starting to meet the commitments made by member states at the EU level. And also why these are only the first steps of a greater, more urgent, and more comprehensive process. A process that is and should be intersectional in its approach and strategic in its implementation. We want to make sure that these advances are experienced in everyday life for all Roma and travelers. And for this, Ireland and other states across Europe and across the world need political will, need enforcement, need accountability indicators, and need funding for implementation. And these are what urgent, comprehensive, and intersectional mean in practice. Urgent and comprehensive go hand in hand. Defending the rights of travelers and Roma is a matter of will. Will of the state, will of the government, will of the authorities, and will of the courts. And the urgency is that as human beings living in states that are in fact signatories to the human rights regimes, the human rights bodies in place, Roma and travelers are accorded human rights in fact, or at least in law, in Ireland, in Europe, and internationally, which include equality and non-discrimination as an urgent and immediate obligation, and not something with which states can choose not to comply. Travelers and Roma face discrimination and unequal treatment in housing and accommodation. And we saw this in the wake of the 2015 Carrick Mines tragedy, which drew attention to the lack of services, the discrimination, and the unacceptable accommodation faced by travelers and Roma, where the state, in the face of community pressure, also continued to refuse reasonable accommodation to the survivors of the fire. We've seen this in education with the recent D-plus grade given by the Children's Rights Alliance to the state in its treatment of traveler and Roma children. We see this in healthcare with traveler men dying 15.1 years earlier than the general population, traveler women dying 11.5 years earlier. Traveler children are four times more likely to die in infancy than the general population. And this is paralleled in Europe with the European Fundamental Rights Agency data, which shows that Roma die 10 to 15 years earlier than non-Roma across the continent. And in the US, where data, and it's very parallel to the US, where Data for Romani and traveler communities mirror those in Ireland and across Europe. I could go on and give you data on imprisonment rates, talk about, as Anastasia did, on about forced sterilization. We could talk about the abuse by authorities and also people who are in the prison system being abused and by authorities and fellow inmates alike. Across the board, travelers and Roma face discrimination, rights violations, and incur unequal treatment at the hands of the state, as was evidenced by the poems that Bianca and Rosaline shared with us. This needs to stop urgently, immediately, and comprehensively. And it can stop. There's no time now to raise our hands and say, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? This is the fact. It can stop. It's simply a matter of implementation, enforcement, and enforcement of the existing international human rights framework. Every state has the ability, the tools, and the means to implement rights immediately. And this is our call, and this is our demand. It's time for human rights to be implemented for travelers and Roma, for everybody. It's time to bring human rights back home. Just as urgent and comprehensive go hand in hand, so do intersectional and strategic. Racism, discrimination, marginalization, and the material and structural effects of these processes are intersectional. Roma and travelers are targets of racism, and those from the working class and deprived communities are targets of class oppression. Traveler and Romani women face sexism and patriarchy both inside and outside of our communities. LGBT travelers and Roma face homophobia and transphobia, along with the racism and classism and sexism that I talked about above. Disabled travelers and Roma face lack of accommodation and discrimination at the hands of the state and in everyday life. And migrant Roma and travelers are excluded, expelled, and discriminated against officially and locally. For those of us, you know, so Black feminist legal theorist Kimberly Crenshaw, when she talked about intersectionality, describes it as, quote, a lens through which you can see where power comes and collides, where it interlocks and intersects. It's not simply that there's a race problem here, a gender problem there, a class or LGBTQ problem somewhere else. Many times when you talk about that framework in the ways that separate all the terms, it erases what happens to people who are subject to all of these things at once.